It's time to start the final countdown. Tonight we're gonna count down what happened tonight on Total Bellas Season 2, Episode 7, Countdown to Mania.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro.
Okay, well, they didn't write that song.
They could have. You don't know that.
I love this song. I was trying to throw these innuendos into our open.
No, it's good.
Where's the lights?
It works really well.
I'm just kidding. There you go.
There's some lasers.
This kind of reminds me of that one episode of SpongeBob where he's in the bubble and he's like singing at the Super Bowl. He's like so excited.
Oh, yeah.
I've not seen that episode.
You gotta see it.
It's a good episode.
This just reminds me of like every television show where they do a montage about somebody trying to reach their some kind of physical feat.
Like a training montage.
They're training for something. Yes, I love it. It's like everybody's gym playlist. But when we do talk about tonight's title, Countdown to Mania, I think we're counting down to Nikki trying to go to Mania. Hey, guys.
We're also counting down to the final episode because this is the penultimate episode of the season.
Yes. All the big things happen. Hey, guys, since we forgot to mention it, I'm your host, Megan Stecker. Tonight I'm joined by
Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr.
And I'm Bill Hanstock. You can find me at Sonoma Motel.
And find me at Megan Stecker.
And TK Trinidad isn't here tonight, so you can't find her anywhere.
She is at TK Trinidad if you're looking for her. I had 60 people follow me on Twitter today, and that's never happened. I don't know what's going on Twitter, but
did the president insult you or something?
I mean,
maybe
I
could say.
I tweeted about Total Bellas today. Yeah. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's it.
And
all
I'm
the
back.
Fans found me.
Total Bellas fans, as we all know, are pretty diehard, like me.
They're the best fans in television. I'm all pumped up now after. I'm making weird faces.
If you're only listening,
you should check out the YouTube version and see.
We're
going to
see
faces.
Some screen caps later on.
Oh my God. Can you make a GIF of me?
Yeah, do it.
I've been made a GIF before. It was great.
Oh God. Now I'm nervous.
It's fine.
I'm nervous that someone will do that. Well, let's start actually breaking down what happened tonight. Starts out with a little bit of a scare. Nikki injured her neck last week. So she's landed in Phoenix. Brian and her are exiting the airport. And they're discussing she needs to immediately go get her x-rays done. Mm-hmm. She kind of says, I'm thinking about the last 10 years. And I've got 2 weeks before WrestleMania. So I think leading up to this, she's kind of made up her mind this should maybe be her final big match.
Yes.
Unless she were to, you know, take some time off and do a comeback, this should probably be her
final countdown.
Yes, that. But now it's all in jeopardy. She might not even be able to get her big farewell moment in which she and John would get to have it together. I mean, was there any doubt in your guys' mind that she would still go be at WrestleMania?
I mean, they played it really well when we were watching it on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. They played it really confident that this obviously was the match that was happening from the weeks that we've been seeing on Total Bellas, how they would bring Miz and Maryse into the show a little bit. So to me, it's really like, oh, okay, that really happened behind the scenes because obviously I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you guys, the week between the week she injured herself and WrestleMania, did she show up to the match that she said she wasn't allowed to wrestle at?
She was on TV.
Okay.
She was on TV every week.
She was on TV, but I think she was mostly on the mic.
Right. She wasn't really wrestling. So she was there performing, not wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So they kept the storyline going.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So creative. I love learning all this stuff. I love that you guys know everything that happened from wrestling side.
Yeah.
So you can fill in the gaps for me on the reality side.
Well, it was funny because for a while I was like, they're kind of playing with the timeline again.
Yeah.
If her checkup's the Wednesday before WrestleMania, and then she like leaves home. But then I remembered like it was just in Orlando this year, so
yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Not too far.
Yeah, not too
there
far.
There you have it. She's explaining to Brie on the phone everything that's going on, and she gets such a bad pain shooting up through her neck and head that she just gets off the phone with Brie. So it becomes evident to us how bad of shape she's in, even though she's been good at hiding it in the past. Mm-hmm. It's a little scary to see. And then Kathy stops by Bree's to talk with everybody about Nikki's neck. They're all and this kind of like was our moment that sets us up for all the storylines for the night. So she's like, oh guys, I'm so worried about Nikki's neck. I had to stop by and get you guys all riled up too. She also is concerned about the dogs not being properly trained around the baby. Which I think after seeing the two of them fight each other, it actually made me concerned in a previous episode. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's not good.
And also the pregnancy's a couple weeks away from
right,
the due date.
Right, and that as well got brought up.
And also JJ.
And
so
and
it was
also
like
JJ,
all of it. It's actually, now that you mention it, like very, very concise, very neat storytelling, this one scene. So.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's almost one of those scenes they shoot after the fact.
They went back and
they're
like, all right, let's put a button on this.
Yeah, I think lucky for them, while they shot this, Brie looked the same amount pregnant the whole time. So
she's
they
like
were
the
able,
most pregnant you could get. So.
Right. They were able to kind of fudge things around or do reshoots if needed, I think, with the
timeline.
Unless
you're Octomom. Oh, because he said, like,
do you not
that's
know who
as,
I do.
As much pregnant as she can get.
Oh,
no,
oh,
I just feel
okay.
Like once you reach a certain stage of pregnancy, like, you're not going to get
any
more pregnant.
Then I just...
I've heard that in your final month is when the baby grows the most. Like, it's this huge growth rate.
Yeah.
But I think Brie must have gotten there early. Or else we're going to find out something next week about the baby being a little too big. Look at that. I look like she was having some issues getting that baby out of her next week. But seeing everyone talk about Nikki's diagnosis, so she says, I have a slight herniation on the disc above where I got my surgery, above where my screws are. Yeah. So that's terribly frightening.
Yeah.
She can't wrestle anymore because if she does, she'll need surgery on it and won't even be able to work out in the future. And it really, not only does Brie say, oh my god, this is reminding me of what Brian went through, kind of all over again, Nikki is saying, well, now I relate to Brian and what Brian went through, because a forced retirement is basically worst case scenario for someone who like loves their job like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that as athletes, they aren't looking at, they have never really looked at the possibility of having to retire? It's maybe more of like just addicted to the adrenaline of being a performer.
I don't think it's a situation where they never look at it, because they're around injuries and they're around people retiring young, especially, you know, with Brian being in their family. But I definitely think it's something that, so wrestlers have something that they refer to as their bump card.
Yes. You've told me about this.
You only
yeah.
have so many bumps in your career.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what that number is, but you know that there's a finite amount of time that you're going to be wrestling. So wrestlers are always mindful of that and are always hoping it's going to be as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it's something that they're always thinking about, but it's definitely like a concern that is on wrestlers' minds a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, how is it? Is today going to be the day that something bad happens? Is...
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you never know. Plus, like, from what I've known as a fan of professional wrestling, Daniel Bryan started at a young age wrestling constantly, and then unfortunately, when he got to WWE, he only had a good run, but little time to able to have such a good, you know, a bigger, longer career in WWE. So I think that's one reason why, you know, he had that situation, because he started out young. For Nikki, she started out in her 20s as well. I mean, young. And for women, I've seen them start out in their 20s, before 30s. So any woman that started in the WWE, literally retired before they were like 35 or 40.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
I've never. I can't name, unless your fabulous Mula, but I mean, how old is
Mickey's still going?
How old's Natty now?
Well, she's in her 30s.
Okay. But like, once you like under 40.
Tamina's actually close to 40, but she started very late.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Like,
she started like after she had two kids.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's like my point is, when you start out young, your body and everything, it slowly gets.
You're deteriorating. Point, yeah, over
by the time you hit 30, but if you started
at
a later age, it's different.
These are all good things.
And
to
also,
know.
Like, the Bellas have been in the WWE longer than any other woman at this point.
Mickey
James.
Except for Natty? Or no, Natty was doing...
Well, Mickey James left for, like, 10 years.
Yeah. Though. And then Natty, too. She's been there.
Yeah, but no, Bellas predate Natty being in WWE.
Maybe a year.
So
after.
She was wrestling like, with different organizations.
They were... Yeah, Natty was on the Indies before she came. Like, the Bellas started with WWE, basically.
Wow. Okay.
And they've been there longer than Brian's been there. Like, they've been there a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, pretty much 2007.
And the thing about Nikki's injury is when Brie got injured, because Brie got injured, right, and went away for a while, because Brie was gone for a while. Pretty sure it was because of an injury, because it wasn't because of pregnancy back then. But when Brie went away, Nikki really, which, you know, you've seen on some seasons of Total Divas, Nikki really dedicated herself to being a better pro wrestler and like started taking all these cues from John and like training super hard and working super hard in the ring and became like one of the better wrestlers in the company but started working like a way more physical style than she'd ever wrestled before, because for the Bellas have been in the WWE for over 10 years, but for most of the time that they were in WWE, women's wrestling isn't the same as it is now. It was a lot of cat fights, a lot of like not a lot of bumping, not a lot of moves. Yeah. And she, Nikki, really threw herself into that. So, you know, she wrestled a way more physical style in the past few years than she ever has before. And was wrestling a much harder style than Brie was wrestling more than Brie was. So, yeah, her body broke down like a lot faster than Brie's has.
I was going to say, it seemed like it really took its toll here in the end.
Yeah.
She's in a ton of pain at this point in the show. She's lost a lot of her mobility. She refers to it as a severe sprain, I believe. She said the doctor called it. But she keeps talking about how she's going to be at WrestleMania in 10 days. And, you know, she's got her gear picked out. She's, you know, it's so funny to me how in denial she is of what's going on, because she's got that mindset of like, no, I'm gonna be there anyway, like it's happening.
Well, for WrestleMania, these performers, this is what they look forward to.
Yeah,
especially like from January on. Like we saw the very first episode, I think, of Total Divas ever, when the Funkadactyls like got bumped from WrestleMania.
Right.
They had their gear made and they were sitting in the green room waiting, and
and they're like,
it just never happened.
Bummed out.
Same
with
the Bellas, they were in that situation.
But I would say there is a whole, there's days of fun leading up to the main event. You know, there's so many appearances and things. Like, I'm sure she still would have been present for all that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she would have gotten in the ring and done
something.
Yeah.
Even if it was zero physical, it would have been performing for the crowd.
Yeah.
She had to get that engagement.
She didn't really wrestle a lot in the ring.
Right.
So
right.
Now that all makes sense, because I was, like, confused at the time.
Right. Well, she with those 70-30 odds that she was going to get engaged, she wasn't going to miss WrestleMania. I bet John was sweating bullets, like, oh, my God, we can't, like, write her out of
this. Hey, and good job to John for putting that ring in his pocket the whole time he wrestled.
Did he really have it in there the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
So,
what if he would have, like...
It's good thing it didn't slip out.
Smashed face down on the... ring, and
I think
the box like crunched or something.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. Another thing going on is Brie has not decided if she's going to deliver the baby at home, in a hospital. It seems like she and Brian are really aiming for something a little more holistic. And they head to her last ultrasound just to make sure that the baby's not going to come while Brian's away at WrestleMania. It seems like the baby's in there good and tight. and Kathy continues to push them about this dog situation. She's reading an article that she read that day saying a baby had been mauled to death by the family dog. Hmm. Which, if I were
but pregnant... But she didn't say what type of dog.
True. That's true. So. But if I were pregnant and my mom said that to me, I'd be like, get out, woman, get off my back. I've got enough going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the problem is...
Like you're not concerned enough about a newborn baby.
Well, tell me if you guys think I'm wrong. I think that Bree and Brian are like, no, this is our baby. We know our dogs very well. They're going to be fine. They're going to be just as much as they love us, they'll love this baby. It's probably in their mind because you're trying to make everything all rosy and great. Sure. And
yeah, I feel like they know more Josie than Winston because Winston is fairly, I don't want to say fairly new, but he's
pretty newer new. To newer their family.
To the family, yes. So I think they're okay with Josie being around with the baby. Just maybe Winston because he's a little hyper.
Yeah.
More hyperactive.
But I think it's just like the thing, like, it's both sides are fine. Like, it's fine for Bree and Brian to not really be thinking about it or thinking it's going to be okay. And it's also fine for Kathy to be concerned because she sees it from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I'm always terrified that my house just smells like cat or cat box because, like, I don't smell it anymore. Right. Yet. So I'm worried that, like, when people come over, they're like, ooh, but I don't know.
Right.
So it's that sort of situation. You can't see outside of yourself and your own brain of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. True. Good point. And I'm always worried about how my apartment smells because I have a dog. Nikki goes and flies home to Florida. She's having a very important... She's already had some doctor's appointments and x-rays, but not with Dr. Uribe, who did her spinal surgery. Mm-hmm. So she's going to go have an appointment with him, and JJ comes with because he's like, you know, who would want to go to such an important appointment alone? You know, normally she was taking John to these type of appointments. I'm assuming John did not have the availability in his schedule to fly home to Florida and go with her, so JJ came, which I thought was super cool of him. And they have a fun phone call on the way to the doctor in which everyone's on speaker together and Lauren's yelling, hey, Nikki, has JJ done anything for the vow renewal yet? And Nikki's like, nope, nothing. He hasn't done a thing. Do you guys think that this, I don't know, I feel like JJ actually didn't even have to plan this, like the producers did, in my mind.
Aw, I thought he did it.
Or was he playing off what he already had planned? Because he had it planned.
That's a good question.
This was like his ultimate, like, I am not going to fail at this. All season long it's been like, JJ's going to fail, JJ's going to fail. He can't do anything right. And this was like his storyline of like overcoming all of that.
I don't know, but JJ and Lauren, if you're in town, come by. Because we would totally want to know.
I think I can see any possibility being the reality here. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see like JJ doing everything at the last minute and somehow like pulling it off.
Yeah.
I can see it being a situation where the producers are like, we'll handle it. Mm-hmm. And JJ just acting like a butt until the last minute. And I can see him having the plan the whole time. Hmm.
Actually, it's funny because we have an after buzzer that actually works for the company, the production company. And she's she's worked on Total Divas.
Huh. Does she know all... Was she involved with the filming? Does she know we have a filming? Show about
it? Yeah. I don't know. We have to ask her.
Was she involved with the Bellas filming?
I think she was... I think I was talking to her a long time ago and she told me... And I told her about Total Divas. She goes, oh yeah, I think I worked on that. She said she worked on it.
She thinks she worked
on it? No, she did work on it. Sorry. Oh. I can't. What?
Get her in here. Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. Well, but the more you know.
I think that he really did plan it.
Okay.
That's why he didn't say anything and magically said something out of nowhere. Okay. Like, hey, I have an announcement. Nobody knows, but I'm saying it now. So I think that he already planned it ahead of time, mm-hmm. and that's why he just spilled the beans and was like, well... And that's why it probably looked like he didn't do anything because it was already planned out.
I want to believe that he planned this. I do. And I want to believe he kept it so secretive to be like, surprise, I did it. You thought I couldn't, but I did. Yeah. And how Brian was like secretly ordained to do the vow renewal. I thought that was sweet.
But that's also a jerk move to make everyone think that you, like, aren't taking this seriously and that it's going to be a disaster until the last minute. Like,
yeah. Well, it could come across.
It's a nice surprise, but it's, like, also, like, the most stressful possible surprise. Like,
right.
Oh, thank God. Not like, oh, that's so sweet. Like,
I was. How did you guys feel about his choice of a red suit? I was thrown off by that.
No.
I think it looked great on him.
Way down. It fit him, but it's like not the like it looked like a suit that you like go to Vegas in. Like,
it just reminded me of a guy in a movie, but like, what's the message? Are you like secretly playing the devil in a 90s movie? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, or like, yes, are you in like a bromance, you know, bro movie and we're going to Vegas? Like, I just was like, what is the message with the red? I'm thinking like Valentine's.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me.
He looked like he was about to, like, produce a dove.
Well, yes. Okay, and when was WrestleMania?
April. March, so they end were of March, April.
Producing this.
April, yeah.
Like,
probably, like, February, March, April, they were filming. So this probably did not at all happen around
Valentine's
because they had to have all their marital woes before they renewed the vows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, as you noted, Brie was sort of the same level of pregnant throughout.
Mm-hmm. True. JJ, tweet us. When the heck did we do this vow renewal, and why were you wearing red? Inquiring minds want it out.
Like, I could, like, if it was,
it
like...
It was fashion-y. The suit looked great on him.
If it's, like, I just red's Lola's favorite color, I was wearing a suit like this the first time we met. Like, give us something.
Right.
Give us some reason why this suit... Because she's in white. There's no coherent theme to the
I loved her dress was
amazing.
I like everyone's dresses.
Yeah, really everyone looked great. It was smaller than I thought. I thought like extended, like more people would be there. Like I thought they'd film it at a time when like Cena was available. I thought Johnny would be there. It was a very small crew. But it beautiful
almost,
nonetheless.
The way they treated it made it seem like it was almost like a surprise wedding renewal. Or it was like, party bus is here, let's go. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't like okay, it's going to happen on this date, and we're gonna meet at this time. It sort of was like, because the way it was presented in the show, it was like, there's going to be a wedding renewal. Oh, JJ's screwing it up. And then like, all right, everybody on the party bus. Like, there wasn't really a like, and they're doing their wedding renewals in X number of days, you know.
I'm still not over this red suit.
It's thumbs down.
I'm not thumbs downing it.
Hard thumbs in the middle.
Thumbs here. What does want to hear from JJ over Twitter? Or what was the red for? Going back to the appointment with Dr. Uribe, once they get there, he's basically saying, if you were my family member, I'd tell you it's time to do something else in life. Yep. Which is, I think, a really nice way of putting it's time to retire. Yeah. Because he's telling her, you'll regret this. You'll regret this when you're 70. Which I think is a lot of what Brie and Brian had conversations about when Brian was being, you know, when it was unclear if he had to retire and then he had to. It was like, if you were to continue down this path, you won't have your health for the rest of your life. This will be something we regret when you're older. Mm-hmm. But he says, there are no red flags, so you can go back with limitations. I feel like I'm confused about what Dr. Uribe is saying. If he's saying it's time to do something else in life.
Well, he like gave her the evaluation, like he gave her his recommendation and then evaluated her physically.
Well, and he also did say, oh, wait, hop up on the table here, because let me evaluate you. Yeah. He basically was going off of the x-rays and then.
Yeah.
And I think what he wants to say is like, it's time to look for something else. Yeah, you can do this, but this is going to probably be your last match. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was saying, like, my recommendation is that you stop wrestling, but let me evaluate you for this Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So that's where we are.
And if you are concerned about your own personal fitness, let me just tell you about Penguin Random House Fitness.
Okay.
Because your own personal level of fitness, that's your business. But if you want... to get a little bit of motivation in your life, you can do that by listening to an audiobook. The Penguin Random House Audio produces audiobooks that'll get your heart racing as you hit the gym. You can listen to these fitness and motivational audiobooks as you work out, from health and wellness audiobooks to best-selling thrillers that will get your heart pumping with a fast-paced story. Audiobooks can motivate you to get to the gym, out for a run, or wherever your workout may be. And if you get a, if you want to go to tryaudiobooks.com/podcastfitness, you can get a free audiobook download.
What? Free? Yeah.
That's free. That's tryaudiobooks.com/podcastfitness for your free download. You get health and wellness audiobooks like The Case Against Sugar or Zero Sugar Diet by David Zinczenko, which is a good name. That's a very good name. And you get The Fast Metabolism Diet by Haley Pomeroy, 4-Hour Body by Tim Ferriss, which is a very popular
book. Love him.
And you get Motivational Athletes audiobooks recommendations like Fire on the Track by Roseanne Montillo, The Push by Tommy Caldwell, Beyond the Mountain by Steve House, Missy Franklin's Relentless Spirit, Every Day I Fight by Stuart Scott. That would probably be pretty motivational while you're working out. Hear the words of Stuart Scott. But yeah, you can go to tryaudiobooks.com/podcastfitness and check it out for yourself.
Free, guys. Woo!
Yeah.
What do you got to lose?
It doesn't get cheaper than that.
I love an audiobook. I just downloaded one yesterday. I've been listening to it all day.
What is it?
You guys are going to laugh at me. I am obsessed with Fixer Upper on HGTV.
Yeah. And their book?
Chip Gaines. Yes, Chip Gaines just released a book and is on book tour right now. And I had like credits. No. But I had like credits for an audio book, so I downloaded that one.
I'm so sad Fixer Upper is ending. That's such a travesty.
I am still processing. Well, listen, he literally, I think 45 minutes of him talking today has been about, here's why we're ending the show. And it's like being at a funeral. I'm like, oh,
it's okay. At least you could. I like the Flip Houses couples. There's like two
flip-flop.
Yeah, like there's like, but there's two couples that do it.
It's like three now.
They have franchise.
Flip-flop Vegas.
Yes. Love those.
Yes.
Anyway, we can talk about HGTV all day. Different show, probably.
Back to Nikki.
Hey, why don't we do the HGTV after show instead of Total Divas?
How would you recap? Be like, so they flip the house.
Well, you just do the good ones. You don't do Love It or List It.
Brother versus brother, Jonathan versus Drew.
Would you want to live here or would you not?
Yeah. No. That might be a very boring recap. But you know what made me sad tonight? When Nikki was like, okay, I'll stay safe and then I'll hang up the boots. And it reminded me of when Bree was like, it's time to hang up the boots. And I was like, don't go.
Yeah.
No.
I'm okay with that. I'm ready for her to retire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like
she's overexposed.
I'm just over. Yeah.
Oh. Anissa doesn't like the Bella Twins.
Nailed it.
Okay, I like Brie Bella. I had an experience with Nikki, and I just had a bad experience with Nikki, and I'm not over it.
Oh, it's like an interviewing.
I met her as a fan, and it didn't go so well.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's life that happens, and I understand. She probably was having a bad day, but
I met Bree and Nikki and they were the nicest people ever.
Yeah.
I had two of the best interactions in WWE history with both of them.
But no, as a general fan, like despite whatever the situation may be of me liking or not liking Nikki, I think with this having this injury, especially a neck injury where you're getting knocked down, you're tucking your neck in, you're moving your head a lot. I think it is time for her to retire, and that's okay. That is okay. I understand that's what she loves. That's what we love too. That's why we do these shows each week. But there is more stuff out there than just wrestling, and I think that she is so comfortable in the wrestling industry, which is totally fine. Everybody is when they're in this business, that they don't know what else to do.
And well,
this was before Total Divas, like, you know, came all of a sudden. I think they probably realized, okay, now they have Total Divas, there's more options out there. I feel like she's able to do more than just wrestling. Like, she's doing with Dancing with the Stars. She's doing freaking great on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and I think that they have set themselves up with so many businesses that, you know, they've already been preparing themselves for this second half of the, you know, like the long game they've been preparing for.
Right, and that's
so I think, you know, in the event that she would have to, that she would all of a sudden have to retire, which it basically is what's happening.
And that's what John Cena told her in a recent episode, too, where he's like, if this had happened a few years ago before you had all these outside ventures, it would have been a completely different story.
I agree with that.
But to me, her doctor visit on this episode was one of the, like, the most real, raw things that has happened in either of the shows ever.
Yes.
When he said, like, what's wrong with you? Are you, is this like a drug for you?
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy.
I loved that moment because you got to see her being her. She wasn't going along with the storyline. She wasn't reciting something. She wasn't performing in any way. She just, the doctor's asking her, like, why do you love this so much? And to just see her be like, yes, I just love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah. It was so raw. It was cool. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself. Kathy and Johnny come back over to, like, dig up this dog storyline. This time, Nikki's actually there. So Nikki's kind of like, I got Winston in my corner. Josie's over here with Bree. It doesn't go so well. You know, that scene was, like, over before it started. But I thought it was funny that Brian thought it was a sex toy and not a dog training device.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand how any of those were dog training devices.
They looked all like dog toys. And both the dogs are playing with
one of them was like a thunder shirt.
Correct. Yeah. Which I have that for my dog. Mm-hmm. And basically, I don't see any calming. He just, like, he'll flop over because he's like, I can't move properly. And he's just upset. So he just flops over onto his side. It's really funny.
That's great.
I bought it for July 4th and how upset he gets over hearing fireworks.
Dogs do not like July 4th.
So, but he'll just kind of go get paralyzed and go, he does a little dive to the side. Gosh, what else happened? What else happened? This is kind of a drawn out episode. Bree lets everyone know they're going to do a home birth.
And everyone says, nope.
And then they're like, I don't think that's a good idea. And then she's like, well, we're not for sure. And Brian's like, I thought we were for sure.
Right.
But after talking to some people, they do come to the decision to do a natural birth in a hospital with a doula. So they're getting the best of both worlds in their minds, which I think is a much safer option. So she'll labor at home for as long as possible, then head into the hospital where her OBGYN is, and especially in case of a medical emergency, she'll have all available medicines. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm actually surprised that they're gonna do it this way. With how crunchy Brian is and how much he's always pushing his, like, crunchy agenda, I feel like I'm surprised they're not doing a home birth.
I think because, like, it's like, Brian probably doesn't want to see her in that much pain. He probably thought, okay, maybe a hospital is a lot more better. You could get an epidural, you'll be fine.
Well, that's not a natural birth, though.
No.
But you... I think this one all came down to the fact that Brian might not be there when the birth
happens.
That's
a good point.
I think that was the deciding factor. Where he's like, okay, well, if there's a chance that I won't be there, let's make sure that Bree is going to be as safe as possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good point.
I was surprised they didn't go with the hypno birth.
That was the weird... Why was she telling them to visualize a lemon?
I just try to, like... It's like a focal point thing where it's like, if you can... It's like the, you know, the transcendental meditation type,
right,
sort of thing, where it's like, if you can successfully clear your mind entirely by focusing on one specific thing or sensation, like, that's a helpful thing. But I like that Brian didn't like it because he doesn't like lemons.
Yeah. And the only thing I was thinking of, this is so funny. So, what is the name of the movie with Kirstie Alley and John Travolta?
Look Who's Talking.
Oh. When she says to him, why don't you try to squeeze something the size of a watermelon out of something the size of a lemon and see if you get hot? And I was like, okay, so this lady's talking about visualizing a lemon, and all I'm thinking of is when Kirstie Alley was describing her body parts as a lemon, and I'm like, no. I don't know. Weird reference, but that's what I was thinking. to round out tonight's story, JJ is late for his own vow renewal, or so they think. They all hop on a party bus, and he's in the jeans. And they go to
the brew pub.
I literally thought it was going to be there. I really did. I thought it was going to be like a nice, cute situation on like a deck out back. But I thought it was going to be like at this brew pub.
It would have been like actually like better, I feel, if JJ had like just gone in and been like, "All right, everybody, unlimited wings."
Right? Like, told you I was going to do it.
You love wings.
Right? Told or you like I'd he get did it. Had everybody out in the. And sitting down, he's like, "I'm just kidding. Go back on the bus."
Aww.
That means he stashed that red suit in like the bathroom of the alehouse.
Unless he knows somebody.
Well, I think there was probably a production assistant inside holding the suit. Right. You know, but.
But I thought it was funny. At first, I thought they were all going to go sit down and eat dinner, and then go.
Oh, okay. I was surprised when he came out with the champs. I was like, oh, that brew pub had those cute little mini champs bottles? Well, that's
they
cute.
They totally did. Right?
I still don't get the red suit, but I'm sure he'll tweet me. And the vows made me really misty. What did you guys think of the vows?
That's cool. I don't know.
That's cool. I'm like fresh off of my sister's wedding where they wrote their own vows to each other and like not a dry eye in the house. Like everybody was like,
I don't know. I'm not an emotional person when it comes to like stuff like that.
Mushy
or pretty much anything. But yeah, I thought it was really cute that she. I'm glad that he expressed more than what she did. I feel like she expressed her feelings. And it was a little bit, and that's totally fine. But, like, I'm glad he pretty much expressed a lot more.
Oh, I thought it was equal.
Really?
I did. I thought it was equal. And I loved how they both touched on, like, I know you see my flaws, but, like, you know, part of being with me forever is accepting, you know, how I can't do the toothpaste tube the way you like it, or, you know.
No, that was cute.
But, like, remember why we fell in love, and, oh.
But, yeah. One thing that really bothered me, though, is, like, I understand this is total Bella's. This is focusing on the Bella twins. Is that they did the voiceover, the production of the voiceover of him doing the vows of Nikki. Having Nikki's voice over.
Okay.
While he's doing the vows, because I couldn't really understand. I couldn't really hear what he was saying.
Okay.
More so Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So that part with the production kind of bothered me.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. That's fair.
What do you think, Bill?
I like Lola's vows, but maybe that's because we didn't hear JJ's full vows.
Yeah.
When my wife and I got married, we wrote each other's vows.
Stop it. Hand? Like you wrote vows for her to say?
I wrote her vows, and she wrote my vows, and we didn't look at them before the wedding.
Oh, my God. Was there the humor in them?
Oh, dude, everyone was rolling.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
That's cool.
Feel free to use that, guys. It's always a hit.
I was going to say, that sounds like an awesome thing.
That's
to
cool
do.
Because, like, sometimes when you get married, you're like, I don't know what to really say. Right. I don't know if everything's going to come out.
Like, I'd be like, I vow to let you sleep.
Yeah.
Well, for my boyfriend to say to me if we ever get married, I'd be like, I vow to let you sleep. I vow to, the toothpaste tube, like, clean up my beard shavings from the sink. Oh, that's a good one.
I just know if I ever get married, I'm getting my own woman cave.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, basically, all that happened after that was Nikki has flown home to Florida. JJ's with her again. Mm-hmm. So, I kind of think this is maybe he's still there from the Dr. Uribe.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor appointment.
Yeah, definitely. Because her checkup was on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And
then she's 5 days out.
Well, they start Mania like weekend on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So she probably had Wednesday off and then had to be at stuff on Thursday. Because she's talking about her Media Row outfit. Like, Media Row's on Friday. They have events on Thursday. They have events on Saturday.
Yeah, because she was talking about it in the car on the way to the doctor's about her outfit, right?
Yeah. Or before.
Before.
They were in the house. Yeah. And at the end of the episode, it said 5 days away from Mania that they were leaving to go travel to it.
Yeah, that would be Wednesday.
Yeah. Perfect. So there you have it. So they just kind of shoved the vow renewal in the middle of there. Well, guys, that was our show for the night. Next week.
The season finale.
It's the big finale. Woo-hoo. Oh, it's so sad. It always comes up so fast.
Well, especially on the 8-episode total.
Exactly. I was going to say, we only get 8 episodes, but at least they're hour long.
Yeah.
because if we got a half an hour, it'd be way too short.
Yeah.
We but then get after no that, Jade Day.
After that, we swoop into Total Divas.
We do?
Think JJ and Lola are going to get their own show?
I don't, but I like JJ. I wish they would have featured Lola more, like balancing out JJ with more of his wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think...
As well as Kathy and Johnny, too.
Because I think they almost portray him like bratty little brother, but he's a grown man with a wife and a baby. Like, yeah, and I think you see... I think you would see more redeeming, fun side of him if you showed him with her more.
Yeah, if you did JJ, Lola, Johnny, and Kathy, you could do Total Garcias.
I wouldn't watch, not to be rude. No, I feel like you're missing Bree and Nikki. Like, they're just you're secret sauce.
The through line.
Yeah. They're just natural comedy, those two. Sometimes when they just don't know.
Yeah.
Look, they're saying things the wrong way.
Oh, like today, like cons and pros, and they're like, what?
Yes. How Nikki's always getting her phrases wrong backwards. So, yeah. And Bree today Bree said too. Something about, instead of sweep it under the rug, it was like sweep the rug right out under you, out from under you. And I was like, what? Or no, she said sweep it under. I think she meant pull the rug out from under you.
Right. Yeah.
But she said sweep it under the rug or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? I don't
know. The Bellas are great.
They're so great. So next week, Nikki's headed to WrestleMania. She's obviously going to get proposed to, which we've all been waiting for. And Brie is going to give birth. It's going to be a big, big week.
It's a lot to happen.
Big deal. Yeah. I'm already stressed. I'm already sweating. I'm stressing. I'm very excited.
Yeah, because actually this was a time where we were doing Total Divas. When she gave birth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it all comes around. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Can't wait for next week. Where can we find you online to continue the conversation?
You can find me on all social media at Sunday Motel. You can check out withspandex.com, uprise.com/prowrestling, and my recap of Total Bellas will go up tomorrow.
Yes. And I'm Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr. Today we had Johnny Mundo in studio on X-Pac 12360, so please check it out because... He was a great person to listen to in the studio. Bill, you interviewed him, so I was behind the scenes, but it was a good, fun interview, and check it out, please.
And you guys can find me on social media everywhere at Megan Stecker, and be sure to check out my new show here at AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz Weekly with Megan Stecker. It airs, we post it a Sunday at noon, and it's kind of, you know, everything you missed from the week before. So if you weren't aware of any special awesome guests we had or any cool stuff going on with our hosts, we let you know where to find all of that. And that's it, guys. We'll see you next week for the big finale of Total Bellas Season 2. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.